A week is a long time in politics, and the last month has seen significant change in local business conditions. Northern Ireland firms reported a significant loss of momentum in June, with last month's survey saw May's drop in demand broaden out to include all four sectors. Meanwhile, the slump in new orders deepened across three sectors: retail, manufacturing, and construction. The deterioration in demand conditions was more marked in Northern Ireland than elsewhere, with Northern Ireland firms reporting the fastest rate of decline in business activity and new orders of the 12 UK regions. The cost of living crisis had already become increasingly evident in May, with the slump in demand in retail, and this trend continued in June. But the most marked reversal of fortunes was evident within manufacturing, with the new orders index falling by 20 points between April and June. Outside of lockdowns, last month saw Northern Ireland's manufacturers report the fastest rate of decline in new orders since April 2009. Despite the fall in demand, which local firms continue to cite increased inflationary pressures as a reason behind this, it's encouraging that Northern Ireland firms are still reporting increasing employment levels. Talk of recession is expected to increase as signs of an economic slowdown continue to mount. While many manufacturers have benefited from the Northern Ireland Protocol, the current impasse between the UK government and the EU is raising questions about the durability of these benefits. Future trading arrangements are currently up in the air. This factor, alongside the growing realisation that an economic slowdown is in train, helps explain why Northern Ireland's manufacturing sector has gone from being the most optimistic sector to the most pessimistic in the space of just 1 month.